Hare Krishna. So to all the devotees present here and all those who are watching online, we are inaugurating a new book by His Grace Rasik Raman Prabhu. It's called Be the Smarter You. Your app store for success and happiness. So, Rasik Raman Prabhu is a IIT graduate and has been in the ashram for more than 10 years now. 10 years. So, this book is actually a product of one of his life's most painful experiences. He had a surgery on his legs, a very complicated surgery, and then it was the leg cast in plaster for how many days? 3 months. So 3 months practically immobile, but his mobile brain was working towards how helping others can be a priority. So as you know, today apps are very common. For every particular thing, you need an app. I have seen devotees use an app for chanting their Gayatri, taking their medicines, chanting Hare Krishna, remembering shlokas, and of course for flight reservations, for train bookings, for almost everything. So he has used that ingenious idea for life's various apps. And if you just go through there is a Life Compass app, a self-discovery app, self-drive app, mind power app, habits reprogramming app, fire of discipline, attitude to altitude, stress diffuser, time treasurer, symbiotic symphony, emotional elixir, trust forex, forgive to live, friendships forever. So these are some of the topics covered in this book. And we are very happy that our own Radha Gopinath community of ashram devotees is following in the august footsteps of His Grace Gorgopal Prabhu, His Grace Braj Bihari Prabhu, His Grace Govind Prabhu, His Grace Govind Gauranga Prabhu, and His Grace Pavaneshwar Prabhu. Who else is an author? Gauranga Darshan Prabhu from GEV, Shubh Vilas Prabhu. Did we miss out anybody? Who? Who? There is a saying by Tukaram Maharaj that payatli vaya, pahatli vahan payat bari. So, I would just like to offer this book to our Ishtadev for today, our Ram Darbar here. So only 5 copies are available, about 500 are due in the next week, 10 days or so. Another special thing is, this book was accepted by Simon & Schuster India. Simon & Schuster happens to be a big name publishing house based in New York, and they have their various imprints. Those of us who know a little bit about the world publishing industry, this is one of the top 5. So that also is another feather in his cap, that this subject matter was seen as valuable, cogent, relevant from such a big publishing house's point of view. I'm sure that I've seen that sometimes pioneering devotees, they are like the ones who blast a big hole through a mountain, and that becomes a road and that becomes a avenue for others to express their talent. So we hope that from this stable we have a pure breed horse coming, but that's not the end of it. Many more are expected, and by your grace others also can exercise their talent. So thank you very much, Prabhu. Congratulations. May the blessings of all the Vaishnavas and their Lord should be upon you. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
So my heart is full with gratitude for everything that I've received. You know, practically I'm made up of all of your love, kindness and wisdom, and whatever is there in this book. You know, what I've heard from this Vyasasan, you know, just I have kind of extracted it and put it down. So here there are no copyrights. So what we hear from the parampara, we repeat. So that's what I have tried to do. And the idea of this book was that the scriptures teach us primarily about Krishnaika Sharanam, devotion. But then they also teach us about developing these divine qualities, 26 qualities of a Vaishnava. So we can learn devotion and servitorship from Hanumanji, but we also learn his beautiful speech which Lord Ram glorifies to Lakshman. We can learn from Bharat his dedication and surrender, but we also learn when he was distrusted and misunderstood by his own loved ones, how did he respond? So scriptures not only teach us how to, you know, leave this world, but also how to live in this world in an exemplary way. So the idea was that let us extract some of these wonderful principles in the language of apps, you know, which modern people can directly, today's people can relate to and connect to. So that being the idea, this is a humble effort from my self side to just repeat what I have, whatever I have learnt from all of the devotees here, and you know, and like my obeisances, millions of obeisances to His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and His Holiness Srila Radhana Swami Maharaj, who the rain cloud of mercy, ocean of compassion, who have saved millions of souls, and I am just one tiny insignificant soul amongst them. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय हरि नाम संकीर्तन की हरे कृष्ण ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. On the special occasion of Sri Ram Navami, we are discussing from Canto 9, Chapter 10, Shloka number 53. Kindly repeat after me. Nadhi vyadhi jaraglani दुख शोक भय क्लमः मृत्युश्चानिच्छताम् नासीत् रामे राजन्यधोक्षजे नाधिव्याधिजराग्लानि दुःखशोकभयक्लमः मृत्युश्चानिच्छताम् नासीद् रामे राजन्यधोक्षजे नाधिव्याधिजराग्लानि दुःखशोकभयक्लमः मृत्युश्चानिच्छताम् नासीद् रामे राजन्यधोक्षजे नाधिव्याधिजराग्लानि दुःखशोकभयक्लमः मृत्युश्चानिच्छताम् नासीत् रामे राजन्यधोक्षजे नाधिव्याधिजराग्लानि दुःखशोकभयक्लमः मृत्युश्चानिच्छताम् नासीद् रामे राजन्यधोक्षजे माताजीस विल रीड द वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद न नॉट आधि आध्यात्मिक अधिभौतिक and adhidaivaka sufferings. That is, sufferings from the body, mind and from other living entities and from nature. Vyadhi, diseases. Jara, old age. Glani, bereavement. Dukha, grief. Shoka, lamentation. Bhaya, fear, klamaha and fatigue, mrityuho, death, cha also, anichchatam, of those who did not like it, na asit, there was not, rame, during the rule of Lord Ramchandra, rajani, because of his being the king, Adokshaje, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond this material world. Translation. When Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was the king of this world, all bodily and mental suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear and fatigue were completely absent. There was even no death for those who did not want it. Purport. All these facilities existed because of Lord Ramchandra's presence as the king of the entire world. A similar situation could be introduced immediately, even in this age called Kali, the worst of all ages. It is said, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna descends in this Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. If we chant offenselessly, Ram and Krishna are still present in this age. The kingdom of Ram was immensely popular and beneficial, and the spreading of this Hare Krishna movement can immediately introduce a similar situation even in this Kali Yuga. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదా మయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీ గురుః శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ. శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతాం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరీజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం. శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరూభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధూభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. So we beg the blessings of all the assembled devotees here to speak on this very pure occasion of the appearance of Lord Ramchandra. Whatever he wants to teach, he teaches by his own example. And that's why to speak on his life is not an easy task. It's very difficult for me. So seeking your blessings, all of you. So Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 5, Narada Muni is speaking the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, speaking the glories of pure bhakti. And as he is speaking the glories of pure bhakti and how it is not dependent on any material qualification, at one point of time Narad Muni suddenly shifts from speaking philosophy to his own example. He says, previous kalpa I was a son of a maid servant and I did not have any material qualification. But at one point of time, the Bhakti Vedantas came. It was Chaturmas. My mother would serve them, engage me in their service. And just see how one thing led to another. And today, here I am instructing Vyasa Rishi. The literary incarnation of the Supreme Lord is being instructed by him. So, whenever somebody is instructing somebody else, he can quote from scriptures, he can quote from the examples of the acharyas, that makes a very amazing impact. But many times what I have seen is, when the teacher starts speaking about his own stories, some examples from his own life, then it actually touches the heart of the student. So Narad Muni could have spoken thousands of examples, which he does speak at other times. He's glorifying Dhruv. He's glorifying Prahlad. But there, for something, his disciple is in a situation where he has done a lot, he has achieved a lot, and there is some personal anomaly. He's just dissatisfied. So for that, he gives his own example. And this is also something connected to Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna tells Arjun in the Gita, if there is a need, if you see that your own relatives are on the wrong side, then you should not hesitate to fight with them and you should not hesitate to kill them. And Arjun could have said, this is very easy to speak. It's very easy to instruct like this. But have you done this anytime? Have you ever fought with your relatives? And Lord Krishna is giving his own example. Yes, before I am speaking the Gita to you and before I am telling you to fight with your relatives, if they are on the wrong side, I have fought and I killed my own maternal uncle, Kamsa. So in that sense, always personal examples from one's own life as a teacher are always very good. Similarly, Lord Krishna in the Gita speaks many times about Mataram Sparshastu Kaunteya. How in this life there will be ups and downs. How there will be happiness and distress. And if somebody asks Krishna, have you gone through any of these ups and downs? There are so many ups and downs. He appears in Mathura, but then he shifted to Vrindavan, and at one point of time he shifts from Vrindavan. But we could also say like this, that his whole one incarnation of Lord Ramchandra is to teach us how there are so many unbelievable, if I can use that word, roller coasters that are going on in our life. One day you are called and there is an announcement made that tomorrow you are going to be crowned as the heir apparent, the next Yuvraj. And the next day you are told 14 years of Vanvas. And it could not be more opposite to each other. On one day you are crowned, about to be crowned as the next king of the entire planet. And the next day, you don't have a single penny with you. So what could be more opposite than this? And if Lord Krishna, before he speaks the Gita, has gone through this himself, so that gives him the adhikar to speak all those heavy shlokas in the Gita. So that's why Ramayana is that kind of so many personal examples from Lord Ramchandra's life. Right now, our country is in a situation where many of us are trying to deal with an unexpected crisis. So there are many sections from the Ramayana which we could have chosen to speak today, where there would be distress, and as some senior devotees spoke, Ramayana is more of Karunya Ras. But purposefully, to keep the atmosphere light, we have chosen to speak from the time Lord Ram kills Ravan. So these are the happy times. Anything before that is more of trouble, more of pain. Philosophically speaking, there is no pain in Ram Lila, there is no pain in Krishna Lila. But at least the readers, when they read. I remember one devotee was speaking a Bhagavatam class, Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, long time back, and then he was saying, even today there are many sadhus in Ayodhya. All they do is, in the morning they get up, they get ready, they open Ramayana, and as they're reading Ramayana, they're just crying tears. And that's what they do whole day. They're just so absorbed in Ramayana, they cry tears in the evening, they take prasad, that's it. So we could have chosen those sections, but no, purposefully we have chosen this section. So we are going to speak from Yuddha Kand. Yuddha Kand is 128 chapters. And 108th chapter is the chapter where Ravan is killed. So Valmiki Rishi is very amazing that in between the storytelling and in between all that, the most auspicious number of 108 is perfectly chosen to kill Ravan. So this battle between Ram and Ravan was a never before battle. We have heard of many battles in Indian culture. We know of Mahabharata. Mahabharata was a deadly battle. But interesting thing is, Mahabharata was a war between humans. So there was a time when it would start, the blowing of the conch shell. In the evening, another conch shell is blown and stops. And evening time, they actually meet each other. But this battle between the Rakshasas and the Vanaras is not like that. Rakshasas are a different species. Many times in the Ramayana also it will come Nisha Chara. Nisha is night, Chara is, they move around. So they get their strength at night time. So the more dark it is, that's why many of those black magic and all, they do on Amavasya day. Darkest night. So Nisha Chara are very active post sunset. So this particular battle did not follow any rules. This battle, the Ramayana itself mentions, did not stop for a single moment. Day and night that battle is going on. More casualties on the Rakshasa side would happen in the daytime, because they would be weak in the daytime. And more casualties on the Vanara side would happen at night time, because the Rakshasas would be more active at night time. Can you imagine a battle that has been going on for a long, long time? And it does not stop. There is constant attacks going on. Sometimes in this world, we know of certain countries like Croatia and all those countries where there's constant wars going on. Day and night, bombshells and happening. And we read about it, we see some photographs, but it's very difficult to imagine. This is much more than that, because at least these wars, they don't follow any rules, but they are human beings and they have limited intelligence to cause damage. Rakshasas, their whole life air is for planning, thinking, executing how to cause maximum damage to the monkeys. Later it comes at one point of time. We'll come to that story. But taking a connection there, that Indra comes and Indra, after the victory, tells Ram, would you like to ask for anything? And Lord Ramchandra says, all these monkeys and vanaras and langurs and bears who fought for me, they did not think for a moment when I told them to fight. So on one side, there are these ferocious rakshasas, man-eating rakshasas, some of them. One person's name is Narantak. One person's name is Devantak. One person's name is Surya Shatru. One person's name is Brahma Shatru. Their names are like that. One person's name is Vidyujiva, electricity in his tongue. So the names are like that, means they are trained to, eat the vanaras. So at that time, Lord Ramchandra tells Indra that please, all these vanaras, they were so dedicated to me, they did not think a moment. Whenever there was a need, they just jumped, they bit whatever they could with their teeth, with their claws, with the trees that they were, whatever they had, they just did it. So I am requesting you, all the dead bodies that are there, and some of them had their head bit by the demons. That is the reason why I am telling you this story here. That the demons were so dirty, that their biting of the head of a vanara, when the vanara is attacking them, sometimes they bit off the hands of the vanaras. So all those bodies were there. And Lord Ramchandra said, if you really want to do me a favor, please, revive all these vanaras, revive all these langurs, and revive all these bears. And then he says, give them a disease-free body, give them a wound-free body, and give them full strong body. So just in case they were old before they fought, whatever it is. And Indra says, this is quite a lot that you're asking. He actually says that. But he says, I'll give you that. And that's how. So the point is, that these rakshasas are much more cruel than you could think of. And this war is happening day and night. And in this situation, Ram and Lakshman, they are there surrounded by this huge army of vanaras. But one thing good about them is dedication. One thing good about them is commitment, not much strength. So this is a wonderful example again of the same principle in the Mahabharata. On one side you have 7 Akshahoni army. On one side you have 11 Akshahoni army. On one side you have all the great warriors, Bhishma, Drona, Kripa, Ashwatthama, Karna, all these. And here on this side, you have somebody, these 5 brothers, who did not have any political connections for 12 years. They were in the forest. Who wants to befriend somebody who does not have any money? So the same principle here also, the vanaras, without anything, but with that sincerity. So yesterday I read a quote by Vaisheshika Prabhu. Vaisheshika Prabhu was saying, the sincerity of a weak devotee far outdoes the, these are not his words, but something to this effect, that it far outdoes the fanciful tactics of a flashy hypocrite. So somebody may be very skilled, somebody may be very articulate and all that, but if he does not have sincerity, then the sincerity of a very simple devotee far outdoes it. Why? Because that sincerity attracts the Supreme Lord's mercy. So the vanaras here, they are attracting the Supreme Lord's mercy there. And that is what Lord Ramchandra remembered when Indra asked him, what would you like me to do? So we come to chapter number 108 with this background. And chapter number 108 starts with Matali, the charioteer of Indra, who has been lended to Lord Ramchandra. He's seeing this war going on many times. At one point of time before this, there was a confrontation between Ram and Ravan. After everyone, Kumbha, Karna, Indrajit, and everyone is killed, there is a confrontation between Ram and Ravan. And Ram makes him free of his weapons. So he can actually kill him at that time. But then Lord Ramchandra says, I don't do all this. So you go today and you think over it. because I already disarmed you. So if you think you are weak, if you think you want to take my shelter,
yes.
Anayainam Hari Shreshtha Dattasya Abhayamaya Vibhishanova Sugriva Yadiva Ravana Swayam. So when Vibhishan comes and surrenders, we know of that one shloka which is very much quoted, Sakrideva Prapannoyam. So next shloka after this is, what to speak of Vibhishan? I have given my mercy to Sugriva. And if Ravana also comes here right now, I am going to give him mercy. So he tells Ravana, you go, you decide, you think over it. If at all you are ready, you can even now, after this whole war, after I have my casualties and you have your casualties, even right now, I can give you shelter. But then, that's the nature that once you take one step, ego does not allow you to go back. There was one thing about how treating ego as an acronym. So EGO, they enlarged it and said, edging God out. So when you edge with your shoulders, with your elbows, when you edge God out of your life, that's called ego. So Ravana is so fortunate in one sense, he has Lord Ramchandra in front of him, but he wants to edge God out of his life. And that's why then there is this confrontation. So at one point of time, Matali, he asks Lord Ramchandra, why are you fighting like an ordinary man? It seems by your fighting that as if you don't have any weapons to counteract him. All you are doing is he shoots a weapon, you counteract it. He shoots a weapon, you counteract it. So this is that merciful nature of the Supreme Lord till the last moment, hope against hope. NOD, it mentions one of the devotee qualities of a devotee is Asha Bandha. He's always bound by hope. And the most interesting thing about this rope called hope is that the more you are bound by this rope called hope, the more you are active, the more you are energetic, the more you feel I should do something. The source of that is Lord Ramchandra. The Supreme Lord, till the last moment, is thinking, maybe he will change, maybe he will change, maybe he will change. So, Matali tells him, you don't have to do this. This is the right time, the auspicious time that the devatas had predicted has come now. I think you should kill. Don't you remember the arrow that was given to you by Agastya Rishi? That arrow was given by Lord Brahma to Indra at one point of time. And from him it came to Agastya Rishi. And Agastya Rishi has handed over you that arrow. And Lord Ramchandra also agrees to that proposal. He remembers that arrow. He gets that arrow. The feathers on that arrow are from Garuda. The shaft of that arrow is presided by the wind god. Swiftly. The Meru and the Mandara Parvat, they are established on that arrow for their weight. And Surya and Agni are established on the tip of the arrow for their heat. So this is a combination arrow, and Lord Ramchandra takes this arrow, fixes it on his bow, stretches it maximum and shoots it, aiming straight at the heart of Ravana. And that arrow pierces through Ravana's heart and getting dabbed with the blood of Ravana. Valmiki mentions it enters into the earth, and from the earth it again comes out, and like a very obedient servant goes and sits in Ram's quiver. And on the other side, what has happened? Ravana has given out a huge shriek, ah! And like a mountain of coal, dark, he falls on the ground, and this whole war comes to an end. And all the Rakshasas who have been seeing this, in one sense, never-ending war, they see their leader is dead. And they just give up their weapons and they start running hither and thither. Oh, start shouting in fear, and they all run into Lanka, the city. And what about the Vanaras? The Vanaras were fighting. Hopeful. Yes, Asha Bandha. They had the trees in their hands as they were fighting. That was their weapons. They didn't have any Mayavi, some powerful magical tricks or something. So with those trees, now there's nobody to hit. Everyone is running away. So they bang those trees on the ground and they're jumping and dancing. Usually the way Vanaras do. Expressing their happiness. Hey, like that. And it is described that the Ravanas are running, the Rakshasas are running back into Lanka city with streams of tears in their eyes. They're really very fearful now. After our leader has gone, now what will happen? So many times, you know, we have seen a yagya. And in that yagya, there is a person who's doing that yajna. He's called Yajaman. And then there is a Hota. He is chanting the mantras. And the Hota will say, okay, now you put the Ahuti. So he'll put an Ahuti. So in the yajna of lust of Ravan, he put many Ahutis. He put his brother. It started with Kharan Dushan. It started with Kumbhakaran and all. So one by one, you know, in the that fire has to go on. My lust has to go on. So now who has to be sacrificed? Obviously, everyone else. So last is his own son, Indrajit. He was also sacrificed. His ministers are sacrificed. His commander-in-chief is sacrificed. After everyone is sacrificed, now what is the last Ahuti? In this world, when we do a yajna, which is a good yajna, the yajman always stays separate and he puts some other Ahuti, some ghee and something. In this yajna of Ravan's lust, the last Ahuti was he himself. So whole life he put his Ahuti, somebody else's Ahuti, and last Ahuti is he's putting his himself into that fire of Ahuti. That is where the yajna gets completed. Ravana himself is dead. So, Sugriva, Angad, Vibhishan, they are all very happy. The demigods in the sky, they are showering flowers on Lord Ramchandra's chariot. Lakshman is also very happy. And they all assemble together and they performed a puja to Lord Ramchandra there as soon as he killed Lord Ramchandra. And it's mentioned that Lord Ramchandra was dazzling like Indra surrounded by all the demigods. So the Vanara started jumping and dancing. The Devatas are happy. Angad is happy. Sugriva is happy. Vibhishan is happy. Lakshman is happy. Did you hear from me, I speaking that Lord Ram was happy? So everyone's happiness is mentioned by Valmiki Rishi except Ram's happiness. And it's very interesting, at one point later, Lord Ramchandra is described as happy. And I wanted to discuss on this point. Sometime back when I was reading Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat for preparation of my Gaur Purnima class. That time I was reading how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so merciful. But at certain points of time, Lord Chaitanya himself was so strong. So one point that was mentioned there was, first time when he goes to Vrindavan from Puri, then Gadadhar Pandit accompanies him till Katak. And at Katak, when he's crossing the Mahanadi River, that time Lord Chaitanya says, now you stop here. He boards a boat and he goes. And Gadadhar Pandit just falls down, collapses in pain. And there it is mentioned, Lord Chaitanya was many times very soft like a rose, but sometimes in some situations he was hard like a thunderbolt. Another point when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaves for the South India Yatra, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya is saying, don't leave, don't leave. And the exact moment when Lord Chaitanya leaves, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya falls down on the floor. He collapses on the floor. So there again it is mentioned, Lord Chaitanya usually was very soft, but sometimes he acted like a thunderbolt. And this point I would always think, what is it exactly that is going on? How is the Lord suddenly at one point of time, he's seeking permission from, for almost for 1 year, he's seeking permission from the Grihastha. He's a sannyasi, but he's seeking permission from the Grihastha. Can I go? Can I go? Can I go? They say, well, you wait for Dole Yatra, then you wait for Janmashtami, then you wait for Kartik, then again Dole Purnima comes. So in one sense, he is sensitive, but at this point of time, he just neglects. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he clarifies this point in Chaitanya Bhagavat, and he says, actually, till that point of time, Lord Chaitanya was thinking about his devotees in Puri. But that time when he's on his journey out of Puri, now his mind is occupied with thoughts of devotees outside Puri. So it is still Bhakta Vatsalya. Till now it was Bhakta Vatsalya related to Bhaktas of Puri. That time it was Bhakta Vatsalya related to South India or Rupa and Sanatan Goswami in Ramakeli. He's going to meet them. So it's always Bhakta Vatsalya, but from our perspective you feel, अरे अभी तक इनके साथ इतने दयालु थे, अभी इनको कैसे भूल गए? नहीं, वो किसी और के बारे में सोच रहे. Lord Krishna gave around 11 and a half years of his personal time to Vrindavan Vasis, Vraj Vasis. At one point of time when he leaves, that scene is so painful. Described, the gopis are on the path and Akrur is driving the chariot, is just maneuvering the chariot so that it does not hurt any gopi. And the lata, the creepers are crying that day in Vrindavan. The birds and the animals are crying. And you wonder, Krishna is so much kind and he tells the gopis, I cannot repay you. And those gopis are on the road and they are not allowing him to go. How can he go? But then, the explanation that is given is, till that time he was thinking about the Vrajvasis, now he is thinking about the rest of the world. Because yada yada hi dharmasya,
that highest dharma of devotional service was established. Ahetuki bhakti was established in Vrindavan. And that's why in 18.66, he uses the word vraja. He could have used any other word. He says, mam ekam sharanam vraja. So vraja also means you come to me, and vraja also refers to Vrindavan. So that's why when he's speaking of the highest level of surrender, he refers to vraja. So he's thinking about the rest of the world. Similarly, it's very difficult for us to understand what is the heart of the Lord. Many of us, when we try to understand the heart of an ordinary person, it's very difficult. Heart of a devotee, extremely difficult. Gadadhar Pandit in Jagannath Puri, you know, he's again and again begged by Vallabha Bhatta that you listen to my explanations. And Gadadhar Pandit is thinking in his heart, Lord Chaitanya did not hear from him. All the other Vaishnavas don't listen to him. And he's soft-hearted, so he cannot say no to him. He said, Lord understands my heart, that I am doing it out of force. But what about other Vaishnavas? They don't understand my heart, and I'll be misjudged by all the devotees. So to understand the heart of a devotee is very difficult. And this is Sindhu. This is, you know, a shoreless, bottomless, endless ocean. How can you understand the heart of the Lord? So whenever we see such situations where it becomes difficult for us to understand the behavior of the Supreme Lord, we should put a pause on our own understanding and tell again and again, Keshagra Shatabhagasya. I am a tiny Jivatma trying to understand the infinite Lord. It's not possible. Maybe I should check with some senior devotees. Maybe I should check with some Acharya's commentaries. So in this way, it is not mentioned that Lord Ramchandra was happy when Ravan was killed, when the rest of his army was completely in joy. We'll go ahead. Vibhishan comes and Vibhishan looks at the dead body of Ravan and says, just see how many times have I advised you that please don't do this. But you never listen to me. Now see, the wind of Ram has destroyed the mighty tree of Ravan. The lion of Ram has killed the mighty elephant of Ravan. The cloud of Ram has doused the forest fire of Ravan. The tiger of Ram has killed this mighty bullock of Ravan. So he gives these examples and he says, see, what I had told happened because you didn't listen to me. Lord Ramchandra comes there. And Lord Ramchandra says, how did he die? He died in a war. And when he was fighting in a war, he was not cowardly. He was bravely fighting. Before fighting with me also, he has fought with the demigods. He was never a coward. And my dear Vibhishan, is there a rule which says, anybody who ever fights a war will always be victorious? Neither in the past it has happened like this, neither here it is happening like this. Please don't speak ill words about Ravan. Please light his funeral pyre. Inke antim samskar kar do. And Lord Ramchandra speaks a very beautiful verse. Maranantani vairani nirvrittam na prayojanam kriyatam asya samskaro mamapyesha yathatava. Maranantani vairani. Maran ho gaya, usme hamara vair, hamara enmity khatam ho gaya. Now this is his body remaining. So that body has to be done all the samskaras. And last line is very important. Mama piyesha yatha tava. Jaise ye aapko priya hai, vaise ye mujhe bhi priya hai. And that's why, before coming to this point, we discussed the previous chapter where Lord Ramchandra was not described as being happy when Ravan was killed. Why? Because he was thinking, see, there is a person and there is a principle. So Ravan is a personification of lust. But is it that after Ravan was killed, the principle of lust has been destroyed? Arre, Ravan to murtiman kaam hai. Ravan mara gaya, to kaam bhi mara gaya. Abhi, there is no more lust in this world. No. So he exemplifies lust to the maximum degree. But there can be small examples and small places where lust will be flourishing right now. So you and me, sometimes when we are fighting, like it is said, a doctor should not hate the diseased, he should hate the disease. So Lord Ramchandra also, expert physician, Chaitanya Vaidya in one shloka, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami calls Lord Chaitanya also as a Vaidya. So Lord Ramchandra knows that the lust disease is all pervading. And yes, it had the maximum expression in the body, in the character of Lord, in the character of Ravan. And I killed Ravan, but that does not mean that disease is ended. So before Ravan, there was Hiranyakashipu. who exhibited some madness, and after Ravan, there is again Shishupal, who will exhibit another madness. And after Shishupal and after Dantavakra also, in Kali Yuga, there are many such examples who openly defy Lord Krishna's teachings. Recently, one person, he made a public statement about how Yashoda Mai, in the childhood days, had Vatsalya Ras for Lord Krishna. And then, as Lord Krishna grew up, because he has a very youthful body, the rasa changed. So such foolish people who are openly proving their non-understanding of scripture and openly proving how they are so foolish, even without reading a single word from the Bhagavatam, they will make public statements like this. So disease has not ended. Atheism has not ended. Foolishness has not ended. Lust has not ended. Pride has not ended. Ego has not ended. So that's why, imagine, right now COVID is going on, and in a hospital, you know, there is one patient who's critically ill, rejected by several hospitals, and then he comes to a famous hospital and this famous doctor treats him. So he kills the disease. And as soon as he kills the disease, is it that he's going to be happy now? He feels some pleasure inside, but he knows there are 100 other patients who are critically sick. So the work goes on. Similarly, Lord Ramchandra, he will be satisfied, he will be happy, not when one patient is cured. He will be happy only when the disease is completely eliminated. And that's why Lord Ramchandra, he says, Ravan in one sense is as dear to me as he is to you. So please perform this Antim Samskaras. As he's about to do that, the queens of Ravan come there and they start lamenting. It is mentioned that just like there is a creeper and you cut the creeper just falls. The creeper does not have any strength. Similarly, some of the queens of Ravan are like that, and they are just collapsing on the body of Ravan. Some of them are embracing Ravan. Some of them take Ravan's head on their laps and they are bathing his face with their tears. And some of them are embracing. Some of them catch his feet. And they are saying, oh, you left us. Where did you go? Now what will we do? And they are saying, we also told you so many times, please listen to Vibhishan, the only person who was your well-wisher. But you didn't listen to us. So now, you and the Rakshasas have been completely killed, and we also have been killed because we have no shelter now in this world. As they are crying, their leader Mandodari, the chief queen, she comes there. And she says, oh Ravan, the Gandharvas, the Charanas, the Siddhas, the Devatas all ran away from you in fear. How is it possible that an ordinary human being, Ram, could kill you? I still don't believe that this has happened. And then she says something. Athava Rama Rupena Kritantaha Swayamagataha Mayam Tava Vinashaya Vidyaya Apratitarkitam. So he says, or I feel he is not an ordinary human being. Actually he is Paramatma. Actually he is the wielder of Shankha Chakra and Gada. Actually, he is the person who has Shrivatsa on his chest. So only possible when the Supreme Lord can kill you, otherwise. This is not possible. Then she thinks, maybe some other reason is there. And she gives a very nice analogy. Indriyani pura jitva jittun tribhuvanam tvaya smarad bhir iva tadvairair indriyair eva nirjitaha. She says, actually I still remember at one point of time you did severe penances. But those penances were not Tapo Divyam Putrakayena Satvam. There are some penances in this world which are directed at pleasing the Supreme Lord. And they are Divya Tapasya. Tapasya not for tapasya sake. 16th chapter Krishna says when the atheists do tapasya, they trouble the Paramatma in their heart. And you are wondering, how can somebody doing tapasya trouble the Paramatma in their heart? Because that tapasya is done with an aim of destroying others. So Hiranyakashipu is pleasing Brahmaji. Brahmaji comes. He could have asked, you know, something to benefit himself. He could have said, give me immense wealth or something. But he is saying, no, nobody should kill me. And why should nobody kill me? It means I am trying to kill them. Mujhe sabko marna hai, isliye mujhe wo vardhan dijiye. So all these people, they are always, Duryodhan, you know, Durvasa Rishi meets him. He pleases Durvasa Rishi. He says, kya chahiye tumko? Ek kaam karo. You go and hurt them. You go at that point of time when they will not be able to. So he could have asked for some blessing. Durvasa Rishi, he gave the Aditya mantra, the Devata's mantra to Kunti Devi. So Durvasa Rishi has that mantra by which you can call the demigods. He gave it to Kunti Devi. But what did Duryodhan ask? He didn't ask for something that will benefit him. He asked for something that will harm the Pandavas. See the mentality. how the more interest is in pulling somebody else down rather than rising yourself up. So, Ravan is doing this tapasya, which is a ghor tapasya, and Mandodari is taking that reference and saying, at one point of time you did a lot of tapasya, and in that tapasya you curbed the indriyas. You suffocated the indriyas. And remembering that tapasya, the indriyas have come together and now they have rebelled against you. So, aapne unko us samay dabaya tha, to aaj unhone aapko daba diya. They have taken revenge against you. Are we also told to do tapasya? We are told to do tapasya, but we are told to do tapasya that is anukul. In one class, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, he was saying, the essence of all tapasya is anukulyasya sankalpa and pratikulyasya varjanam. When we hear of the word of tapasya, then we feel, arre baap re, kya karna padega, malum nahi, abhi ek pair pe khada rehne padega. That's our typical understanding of tapasya. Maharaj said, essence of all tapasya. Stick to what is necessary, stick to what is to be done, and stick to avoiding what should not be done. So, we are also told to do tapasya, but we are told to do tapasya to serve Rishikesh. So, Rishikena, Rishikesha Sevanam. Our tapasya is always keep the Rishika engaged in service of the Rishikesh. That is Anukulya's Sankalpa, and that is tapasya for Vaishnavas. Ravan didn't do that kind of tapasya. Ravan did tapasya that was not aimed at Rishikesh. In fact, it was aimed against Rishikesh. And those Indriyas. So that's why many times when we see, oh, this Rishi, he performed tapasya. And at the right time, some apsara comes and that tapasya gets disturbed. Why? Because their tapasya is not aimed at satisfying Rishikesh. So that's why again and again we are told, use your tongue to glorify Krishna. Use your eyes to see the wonderful form of Krishna. Use your ears to hear the katha of Krishna. And Mandodari warns, if you ever do tapasya that suppresses the indriyas, then those indriyas will later come and take revenge against you. Then she says, at the time when I heard Ram killed Khar in Janasthan, that time only I knew that Ram is not an ordinary person. When I heard that Hanuman, one of his servants, has come to Lanka where even the devatas cannot come, that time only I understood that something strange is going to happen and this is not going to be ordinary. Actually, I myself told you so many times, please set Sita free. And I should tell you, actually you have died in the fire of chastity of Sita. You didn't listen to me. And I was just wondering, O Ravan, that how come you did not burn when you touched Sita? He says, at one point of time with demigods like Indra and Agni, you fought a war and you had so much power that Agni, demigod, could not harm you. I think that is the only reason why when you touched Sita, you did not burn. Otherwise, at that time only you would have been burnt. So she is speaking like this. Then she says, there are so many beautiful girls in the palace, much more beautiful. But you got misled. And it's very interesting. Mandodari says, Sita cannot compare to me in her family lineage, in her beauty, and neither in her qualities. And still you got never attracted to me and you got attracted to Sita. So just see your foolishness. So Mandodari had some pride about herself. And she is saying, my father is the leader of the Danavas, Maya Danav. My husband is Rakshaspati, Ravan. And my son is Indrajit, who conquered Indra. And just see my situation today. In spite of having these three protectors, father, husband and son, but all killed because they went against the Supreme Lord. I have come out of my palace without a veil on my face. Aren't you angry on this? And all these females here, they are not dressed properly when they came out of the palace to see your dead body. Aren't you angry at them? So she is basically gone a little bit. She lost her senses and she's not speaking. And she's saying, actually, you're a very courageous person. I never heard of a war in which you turned your back. I don't know, on that day when you wanted to steal Sita, how did you think of this cowardly act that you sent a deer and diverted Ram and Lakshman there, and in a cowardly way you took Sita? This is not the right way to do, Ravan. And when she's speaking so many things, Ram intervenes. Ram goes over to Vibhishan and says, I think this is the time to do that final rites. Remember, he had told him before the wives came, so ye lamba hote jayega, iska kuch ant nahi hai, aap thoda kar do. But now this time, Vibhishan had already agreed for doing the final rites at that time. But after hearing Mandodari's words, and seeing such kind of faults being spoken by somebody who is very close to Ravan. See, when somebody at a distance speaks against you, people don't take it seriously. But when somebody who is very close to you, when he or she speaks against you, that is taken very seriously. So Vibhishan, when he hears this from Mandodari, then Vibhishan thinks, I am no longer interested in performing this final rites. So he declines to perform the final rites. Again, Lord Ramchandra speaks the same shloka. Maranantani vairani. Nivrittam na prayojanam. He says, maran hone ke baad mein dushmani nahi rakhni chahiye. Our army, when they fight with a neighboring nation, and when some of those soldiers are killed in our side, it is a famous fact that our army will do the final rites of those people as per their rituals. Shivaji Maharaj was attacked by Afzal Khan near Pratapgarh, and Shivaji Maharaj ripped him open. His intestines were taken, he ripped his stomach. And after that, his final rites were performed by Shivaji Maharaj with his own money. And if you go to Pratapgarh, there is a place there, which is the where he is buried. So Shivaji Maharaj, you know, he is such an amazing king, Rajarshi. One time His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj said he is the last Rajarshi. So he is carrying on that parampara from Lord Ramchandra same. Raja outside, but Rishi inside. And Lord Ramchandra again tells Vibhishan, you need to perform these last rites. He says, okay. And at this point of time, there is a beautiful shloka. Ramopi saha sainyena sa sugrivah sa lakshmanah harshan lebheri pumhatva yatha vrutram vrajadharo yatha. At this time it is mentioned, sa lakshmana sa sugriva, Rama harshan. So when the final rites are performed, so that is the end of the duties towards your enemy. We thought by killing an enemy, you performed your duties. But Lord Ramchandra was thinking, nahi, marna samapti nahi hai. Jo bhi zaruri hai, wo sab karne se, antim samskar vagare karne se, whatever is necessary to be done, that we should do. There's a long list of description of how Ravana's antim samskar were done by Vibhishan as per the Rakshasa rituals. So there's a description also. But only when everything is completed, then it is mentioned that Lord Ramchandra became happy. So Lord Ramchandra, why did he kill Ravan? He did not kill Ravan because he had a personal agenda against Ravan. Lord Ramchandra killed Ravan as his duty. And when you do your duty, if you get success in that duty, it does not make you overjoyed. And when you don't get the fruit of your duty, it does not make you depressed. Because you never did it for yourself. You did it for a higher purpose. So when you do it for a higher purpose, it does not make you overly joyful, it does not make you depressed. And when everything is completed, then Valmiki Rishi mentions, yes, Ram became Harshita. So then what is the next thing? The heavenly residents, Indra and all those, they had also come because killing of Ravan was a big thing. And they returned after the final rites of Ravan were performed. And then Lord Ramchandra, he honored the chariot that was given by Indra. He honored Matali and he told him, now your duty is done. Now you can also go. Everything is done. He embraced Sugriva. Thank you so much. He is very grateful to Sugriva. Because of your help, I could win this war. And then Lord Ramchandra did something that is very important. He had made a promise to Vibhishan during Vibhishan Sharanagati that you will be the ruler of Lanka. So, at that time, Lord Ramchandra calls Lakshman and he says, ho gaya abhi ye kaam ho gaya, but a kingdom should not be without a ruler. When Anga Maharaj, no, when Vena was killed, for some time there was no ruler. And during that time, the Bhagavatam describes there was a cloud of dust that was raised. And what was the cloud of that dust? It was looters and cheaters and thieves who were looting the whole kingdom because of the absence of a king. So although Vena was a cruel king, but still he was a king. So in the presence of a very atrocious ruler, at least the small-time thieves, they are kept at bay. Ho log shant rehte, lekin wo jab Rakshas Raja mar gaya, so then all the looters and the cheaters were there. So similarly, Lord Ramchandra, as an ideal ruler, is setting a standard. Ravan was killed. This is the first important thing after lighting the funeral pyre of Ravan is the coronation of Vibhishan. So he tells Lakshman, please perform the coronation of Vibhishan immediately. And Vibhishan, Lakshman, he gets auspicious waters of the ocean. He performs the Abhishek of Vibhishan. Afterwards, all the Rakshasas perform Abhishek. After that, all the Vanaras perform Abhishek. And all the time when this Abhishek is going on, Vibhishan is glorifying Lord Ramchandra. So this is that wonderful relationship between master and servant. And then it was mentioned how Vibhishan is described. Satad rajyam mahat prapya rama dattam vibhishanah prakritihi santi yitvacha tato ramam upagatam. Satad rajyam rama dattam. Vibhishan always remembered, this Raja did not belong to me and I was in no way suitable for this. Ram Dattam. Ram Bhagavan ne mujhe gift mein ye diya hai. He always remembered that till the last point, he remembered this. And the Rakshasas, who were followers of Vibhishan, they had brought many gifts for Vibhishan, for his coronation. Out of those gifts, whatever gifts were suitable for giving to Lord Ramchandra, some of them must not be suitable, they are Rakshasas. So Vibhishan takes those gifts and goes to Lord Ramchandra and offers those gifts to Lord Ramchandra. And Lord Ramchandra very graciously accepts those gifts. They may not be even good from human standard, but they are being given by Rakshas, but they are given being given by a devotee. So he accepts them. And then he tells Hanumanji the next important task. One after another, the priority list is ready in Ram's. Then he says to Hanuman, my dear Hanuman, Sita Devi is inside Lanka. And she must be waiting for me. So, please take permission of Vibhishan and then enter Lanka. So, Ramadattam is not just Vibhishan. Ram also says that, yes. It may be Ramadattam, but right now the king is Vibhishan. And Hanumanji also, very interestingly, he takes permission of Vibhishan and says, can I go inside Lanka? Yes, you can go. And then he carries a message from Lord Ramchandra. So, Lord Ramchandra says, please tell her that the war is over. With the help of Sugriva, with the help of Vibhishan, Ravan is killed. And she need not fear that she is staying in Ram's area. Now this whole place belongs to Vibhishan. So she is safe at her own home. Something like that. And Hanuman, he goes inside. Now he already has a relationship with Sita Devi. So he does not have to think about it. He goes and stands there very humbly with folded hands. He does not speak anything. Servant. And Sita Devi sees him, there is some doubt, because last time he came, Ram was not there, so is he in the same mood or is he? She is not clear, so she is also speechless. Both of them are speechless. And in between that, Hanuman says, okay, let me break the silence. And he gives the message that Ram has given. And he says, Ram has informed you, oh dear Sita, I have fulfilled my promise to you. And after doing this great difficult tasks, like building a bridge on the ocean, finally I have conquered Ravan and I am here. So hearing these words, Sita could not speak a single word. She is just overwhelmed by that happiness and she says, oh Hanuman, I am not able to figure out what gift should I give to you as a return gift. I'm just calculating what can I give you. I don't have anything to give you. And Hanuman says, only you can speak such words because you are the wife of Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra is so grateful. Similarly, you are so grateful. You spoke like this to me that you want to give a very wonderful gift to me. That is success for me. And we'll remember this incident later. During the coronation, Vayudev. Different devatas come and Vayudev offers a pearl necklace to Lord Ramchandra. It's a special divine necklace. And Sita Devi remembers that when Hanumanji came to give me that auspicious news that Lord Ramchandra has won the war, I could not give anything to him. And with that pearl necklace, Lord Ramchandra, he takes that pearl necklace and gives it to Sita Devi. He puts it on the neck of Sita Devi. So Sita Devi is wearing that necklace. But Sita Devi takes it out. And Sita Devi also remembers that time when Hanuman had come, I didn't have anything. And Sita Devi wants to give, but she thinks, will it be disrespect? My Swami has given me something and in his presence I give it to somebody else. So she is looking at Ram, she is looking at the Vanaras. She is looking at Ram, she is looking at Vanaras. Ram understands. Ram says, you give it to somebody who has satisfied you completely. And Sita Devi takes that pearl necklace out of her neck and gives it to Hanuman. And Hanuman, he takes that necklace and all of us know that story. Hanuman looks at that necklace, it is of no value to him. He bites off one pearl. So everyone is looking, Vayudev ne diya hai, ye kya kar raha hai Vayudev? And then somebody in the court asks, what is this going on? What are you chewing? And he says, no, I was thinking, isme Ram hai kya? Agar Ram nahi hai, to kya fayda hai? To Ram nahi hai, to chhod de. Main ek ek mani, ek ek pearl mein dekh raha tha ki isme Ram hai kya, isme Ram hai kya. We know the story. So similarly here, Sita Devi is thinking, what can I give to you? And Hanuman is thinking, only you can speak like this. And in this way, she says, okay, I got the message. At that time, Hanuman says, you know all these Rakshasis who are around you? Last time when I came, I was thinking about it. And this is a good time. Abhi mere master ne bhi sab kar diya hai, to unke parampara mein main bhi kuch kar sakta hu. Can I kill all these Rakshasis? Because last time when I came, I was waiting for some time sitting on that branch of a tree. And from there I observed all these Rakshasis, some of them were harassing you, some of them were troubling you, some of them were saying, Are maan jao, hamara bhi kaam chhoot jayega. Some of the Rakshasis told Sita like that, if you agree, you know, we have been put into this night duty. Ram would come at 2:30 in the night, 3 o'clock in the night. He is not a normal person. Na? So he would sleep half drunk and suddenly he would get some dream about Sita because he was infatuated by her. And suddenly in the middle of the night, he would come. It's not that during daytime he would come and threaten Sita. Sita is taking rest. And suddenly this cruel person will come and he'll wake her up and he'll give her strange proposals, sometimes threatening her, sometimes requesting her, sometimes doing so many things. And some of these Rakshasas are saying, Arey, humko bhi chhod do. Ye kya hai? Beech mein hi wo aa jata hai. We also want to have some nice fun. Some of them would get drunk also, the Rakshasis. So, Hanumanji is saying, please give me permission and I can finish off all these Rakshasis. At that time, Sita Devi speaks something. She says, I had heard one shloka. Iti shushrumaha. Na parha papa madatte paresham papa karmanam samayo rakshitavyastu santascharitra bhushanaha. And there is a story behind this. This story is that one time a tiger, Vyagra, is running behind a hunter. And the hunter somehow climbs a tree. And the tiger cannot climb a tree. And the tiger is waiting at the root of the tree. Kabhi na kabhi to niche aayega. And that time when the tiger is waiting for him, he sees there is a bear on another branch of the tree. And he calls out to the bear and he says, Oh bear, here is a common enemy. He sometimes hunts you also and he sometimes hunts us also. So, you are there, you just push him. And this hunter will fall down and I will have a nice meal and you will be saved from the hunter. So that time the bear says, See, he has not done anything wrong to me. And in one sense, because I was already on this tree, this hunter has taken shelter of the tree and in that sense he has taken shelter of me. So somebody has taken shelter of me, I cannot do any harm to him. And the bear goes off to sleep. After some time, the tiger, he tells the hunter, he says, See, you don't have anything to lose. Mera kya hai, mera to pet bhar gaya, to mera kaam ho gaya. So why don't you go and push the sleeping bear and I will get my job done. Oh yeah, kaam khatam. I'll spare you. And the hunter, he does that. He pushes the bear. And the bear wakes up while falling, he catches onto some branch and again climbs that tree. And now this time the tiger tells the bear, See, I told you what to do. You didn't listen to me. This human being is so treacherous. And that time again the bear speaks this shloka. And the bear says, he will do what he wants to do, but sadhu charitra bhushana. The sadhu will do what he's supposed to do. So, one time I read one Subhashit which says, the sun is rising and the sun is setting. When the sun rises and when the sun sets, they're two totally different things. Sun rising means the sun will grow. And the sun setting means, now the sun will end. So in that sense, they're very poles apart, but they said, The color and the shape of the sun when rising is just the same as the color and the shape of the sun when it is setting. So similarly, sadhus, whether they are flourishing or they are in trouble, their nature does not change. So this story is told by Sita Devi to Hanumanji. And Sita Devi says, actually they don't have any personal agenda against me. They were told by their Swami. Ravan had put them in that seva. So I don't think they are against me. So we should not harm them. And Hanumanji says, okay. He says, I told you Ram's message. Do you have some message for Ram? And she says, yes. My only request is, you go and tell Ram, Sita wants to have your darshan.
That's all I want. Our Hanumanji immediately goes to Ram and he tells Ram for whom the entire war took place. She is eager to meet you and her only desire is, I want to take darshan of Lord Ram. Her eyes are full with tears, but her heart is full with joy. Please give her darshan as fast as possible. So Valmiki Rishi, he mentions, when Ram heard this, his eyes got full of tears and he took a long breath and looking at the earth, he did not look around. He spoke to Vibhishan something. He said, you go and you make sure that you dress Sita Devi in proper ornaments and bring her to meet me. And he did that. He went inside. He spoke the exact words that Ram spoke to him. Sita Devi said, let me not get decorated. Let me leave immediately. And Vibhishan said, he wants you to be dressed properly. He wants you to be ornamented properly. So better we do it. And Sita Devi was saying, not a single moment more. But because Vibhishan referred to Lord Ramchandra, she agreed. And then she gets dressed. And in a palanquin, Vibhishan brings her to meet Lord Ramchandra. So there it is mentioned, he informed Lord Ramchandra, Sita Devi has come. Valmiki Rishi there mentions, Tamagatam upashrutya raksho gruhachiroshitam rosham harsham cha dainyam cha ragavah papa shatruha. Three emotions Lord Ramchandra experienced when Sita Devi's news was revealed to him by Vibhishan. Rosham, anger, harsham, happiness, and dainyam. Dainyam means deep pain in his heart. So now these three are very contrasting emotions. So we'll see why he experiences contrasting emotions. And Lord Ramchandra did not look at Vibhishan. He's still looking down and he said, bring her close to me. And the way he is talking and the way he is looking down and the way he is not having eye contact with anybody else, there's something going on. People don't understand what's going on. So Vibhishan's servants, they start pushing people away so that Sita Devi can come. She is a lady. She is a queen. And Lord Ramchandra says, there is no need to do this. They are all my people. The Vanaras are my people. They can see Sita Devi. Not a problem. So Sita Devi comes close, she gets down from the palanquin and this is the first time she gets darshan of Lord Ramchandra. She is extremely happy to get darshan of Lord Ramchandra. And as she is just completely satisfied looking at the face of Lord Ramchandra says something. He says, now I have killed my enemy in the battlefield and there was an allegation against me that I did not take care of my vadhu. I did not take care of my wife. That allegation I have rubbed off. I belong to the Ikshvaku kul, in which the wife is protected. And there was an allegation against me that even though I belong to that high lineage, I could not protect my wife. Today, I have destroyed that allegation. Today, whatever Hanuman did by crossing the ocean has bore fruit. Today, whatever Sugriv did and all the other Vanaras did has become successful. Today, whatever Vibhishan did has become successful. He did not speak about himself. He's speaking about his duty. He's speaking about his lineage. He's speaking about Vibhishan. He's speaking about Sugriv. He's speaking about Hanuman. What about you? Are you not happy to see me? And he says, you should be aware, whatever great activities I did and whatever victory was obtained by the help of these friends was not to get you back. I did all this just for protection of Sadachar. How should a husband behave with respect to wife? I wanted to establish that example. I wanted to clear off that allegation made against me. And I wanted to protect my family fame. So, I did big things. I made this Setu. And at one point of time, the southern part of India was inaccessible to the Vedic sages because of Ilwal and Vatapi. And that time, Agastya Rishi took care of it and exposed the southern part of India
to the Vedic culture. Similarly, he says, I did what I did to clear off that wrong allegation against me. This was not done for you. Sometimes in the eyes, there is some disease. And when that disease is there, you cannot look at a flame of a candle. Similarly, you are standing close to me. I cannot stand looking at you. So please go wherever you want to go. The 10 directions are available to you. Maybe you can take shelter of Bharat Maharaj. Maybe you can take shelter of Lakshman. Maybe Sugriv. Maybe even Vibhishan. But I don't have anything to do. And I feel, with a beautiful woman like you, how could Ravan have restrained himself? With these harsh words, Lord Ramchandra is speaking, and it is mentioned he was looking like Yamraj. None of his friends, Vibhishan is so close to him, Lakshman is so close to him, Sugriv could have spoken a few words, none of them dared to look at Ram. And Ram is in a very grave mood and he's speaking all this. And as Sita Devi hears all this, it is mentioned, Sita Devi is shrinking in her own body. She is just getting attacked by those words and she does not know where to go. She was experiencing so much separation and she was chanting Ram's name. And Hanuman, when he came as Duta, he mentioned in that Malayavanta Parvat in Hampi, Lord Ramchandra is also sitting alone for 4 months. And all he is doing is he has given up his bow and arrow and he is chanting Sita's name. Wo aapki naam ki mala kar rahe hain aur aap unke naam ki mala kar rahe hain. So she was looking for a happy union. And here is that same Lord Ramchandra speaking such harsh words. She somehow wiped her tears from her face and spoke a few words. She said, sometimes a low class man speaks harsh words to another low class woman. Please don't speak those words to me. It is possible that in some place at some time, some low-class woman might have done something wrong. Please don't make it a general statement against the entire woman class. She says, my heart is only for you, but my body was touched by somebody else. How do you expect me to fight with him? Yes, he touched me when I was abducted, but it was beyond me. I could not do anything. What was the power of Ravan and what is my power? How can you doubt me? In my heart, in my words, in my eyes, I never ever thought, saw, contemplated about anybody else. Please have some faith in me. We loved each other so much. And at this point of time, when I was expecting love from you, when you are speaking such harsh words, actually I am as good as dead. Don't think I am Janaki. So I am daughter of Janak. I was not born from the body of Janak. I was born in that land of Janak Maharaj. That's why I am connected to him and that's why I am called Janaki. I am divine. I came from the earth, Bhumi Devi. So I am not an ordinary person. Just like we said, Draupadi was not an ordinary person. She came from the Yajna Kund. Similarly, she is saying, I am divine. How can you talk to me like this? And she says, Pani Grahan, marriage. My Pani Grahan happened when I was a child. So it's not that even I was a youth. So from my childhood, I love you. So Prabhupada many times in his books, he mentions that if, you know, the relationship happens early in life, then that relationship stays very constant. And that's why earlier, the marriages of girls would, and boys also would happen early. They would not stay together. But they would get married and she was told he's your husband and he was told she's your wife. They are staying separately. But that relationship was told to them. And then they get affection for each other and that's how the previous relationships would stay lifelong. So she is saying this example, she is saying, I was married to you in my childhood days. How can you even think that I thought of somebody else? She says, I think you have forgotten that my character is very pure. Lakshman, there is only one thing to do now. I have to end my life by entering fire. Lakshman is looking at that situation. It's a tense situation. What do you do? So Lakshman looks at Ram and Ram indicates to him with his eyes. And Lakshman is bound by this Dasya. And that's why Lakshman, next time when he comes as elder brother. He says, last time when I was smaller brother, younger brother, there are so many things I never wanted to do, which I was forced to do. Next time, He tries as Lord Balaram, as an elder brother to come, but he cannot give up his Dasiras very easily. That is the symbol of Dasiras. So he lights a funeral pyre obeying Lord Ramchandra. What can he do? He does not have any recourse. And Sita Devi circumambulates Lord Ramchandra, goes near that fire and says, if in my whole life I ever thought of anybody, never thought of anybody, O Agni Dev, please protect me. I am clean, but Ram thinks I am not clean. If my heart is actually clean, O Agni Dev, please protect me. If by mind, words and actions, I have never ever disrespected Lord Ramchandra, then O dear Agni Dev, please protect me. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki cha. Then she did pradakshina of that fire and entered it. As soon as she entered it, all the vanaras, they started shrieking and shouting, oh, inke liye to sab kuch kiya. Aur pata nahi chal raha hai, aisa kyun ho raha hai? How can Lord Ramchandra, his bhakta vatsal and suddenly now he's become hard like a thunderbolt. What is going on here? Neither they can ask him. Neither they can see that even Lakshman cannot ask him. To Lakshman pooch nahi raha hai, to hum kaun hote hai poochne wale? There is a mass confusion there. But in this whole thing, Valmiki Rishi describes something. He says, at that point of time, all the devatas come there. So none of the equals could do anything, but Brahmaji, Lord Shiva, Varuna, Indra, they all descend there and they say, my dear Lord Ramchandra, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can you act so cruelly with your wife, Sita Devi? And Lord Ramchandra, you know what is the reply? Lord Ramchandra says, all I know is, I am Dasharatha Putra Ram. Mujhe to keval itna hi malum hai ki main Dasharatha Putra Ram hu. I don't know all this, what you are saying, I am Vishnu, I am Hari and all that. And then there is a long series where Lord Brahma informs Lord Ramchandra, no, you are the same Hari, you are Krishna, you are Vamana, you are Varaha, you are, he says, you are Sharanga Dhanva. We spoke about Sharanga Dhanva in our last class. So I noted that word. He says, you are Sharanga Dhanva. And there's a long series of shlokas where they tell him, you are that same Supreme Lord, you have Srivatsa on your chest. And they are reminding him again and again, you are very merciful, you are Bhakta Vasalya. The Jiva's Swaroop is Jivera Swaroop Hoy Krishnera Nityadas. What is the Supreme Lord's Swaroop? That cannot be changed. The Supreme Lord's Swaroop is Bhakta Vasalya. So, if nobody else can do, just see how the devatas are always there. The devatas descend. All of them descend and they are telling him, please don't do this. How can you do this to Sita Devi and Lord Ramchandra? He says, I don't know much of this. And when they speak all that, by that time that Agni Pariksha has happened, and we know from Lord Chaitanya's pastimes how that Vayu Puran has that long story, how there was Maya Sita, was not original Sita and all that. That's another perspective. Ramayana does not mention that. But Agni Dev comes out of fire. And as a father carries a daughter, this is how Valmiki Rishi mentions. Just like a father carries a daughter, he is carrying Sita Devi. No, because this whole scene is that she associated with a parapurush. So, udhar se sab shuru hua hai, to abhi Agni bhi parapurush hi hai. To agar kuch hoga, to he immediately clarifies. Just like a father handles a daughter, he comes and Sita Devi is shining like the sun. She is wearing a red sari, silken sari, that's also shining. Her ornaments are shining like molten gold. She has beautiful curly hair. And the flowers on her head are also very fresh. And Agni Dev tells Lord Ramchandra, this is your wife Sita Devi. She is completely pure, no contamination. When she was kidnapped, she was all alone. What could she do? He brought her to Lanka. Ravan brought her to Lanka, terrorized her. But even when she was terrorized, even when she was given allurements, not a moment she thought, can I escape from all this? She always thought, no, I have to undergo all this because my heart is for Ram. So he says, Vishuddha bhavam nishpapam pratigrihyasya maithilim na kinchit abhidatavya aham agyapayami te. Aham agyapayami. Main aapko agya deta hu. You said you are Dasharatha Putra, na? You are not Vishnu. You are an ordinary human being. So as a demigod who is superior to a human being, I am ordering you. She is pure. Not even one moment she had any contamination. I order you to accept him. And hearing these words, Lord Ram. So any of you who got a little bit troubled, pained, when we were speaking about Lord Ramchandra acting as Yamraj and not even looking at anybody and everyone was confused. This is what will shelter you. Lord Ramchandra was completely happy hearing these words from Agnidev and he starts speaking. What I did just now was necessary because she, with all the auspicious qualities, was forced to stay in Ravana's palace for a long time. If I didn't do this, then people would have doubted her for the rest of her life. And they would have said, Ram is Kamatma. Ram is lusty. Ram is foolish. So he was conquered by his wife's beauty and he is not doing the needful. Only I am in her heart. I know that. And he gives an example. The mighty ocean, however mighty it may be, can the ocean cross the limits that have been set? So Ravan kitna bhi mighty hoga, lekin can he cross the limits of chastity of Sita? It's not possible. And he says, only to prove to all the living entities in the universe, I subjected her to this test. She is pure like fire. And Ravan could not touch her in his mind also. She's completely pure. Actually, you know what? She's non-different from me. Just like the sunlight is non-different from the sun. How can somebody touch her? Just like Ravan cannot touch me, how can touch her? And there also Lord Chaitanya, when he's speaking to that Brahman, he says, actually, the Supreme Lord and her Antaranga, his Antaranga Shakti is not even visible. Gochar bhi nahi hai. So if Antaranga Shakti is not even visible to Rakshasas, where is the question of he touching Sita? It was a Maya Sita, Lord Chaitanya tells. So here also he's saying that she is not different from me, so there was no chance that Ravan could have touched. Just like a gentleman cannot be separated from his fame. So we say many times, right, that Kirti Kumari, you know, this young maiden of Kirti, she is always not married. Kirti Kumari Sada Kuwari. Why? Because those who want to marry her, she does not want to marry them. Cheap people want to marry Kirti. But she does not want to marry them. And she wants to marry Vaishnavas, but Vaishnavas are always thinking to be always in the background. They don't want to become famous. Madhavendra Puri, you know, he ran away from that place. So similarly here, Lord Ramchandra gives this example, just like a gentleman cannot be separated from his Kirti. Kirti runs behind him. Similarly, he says, she cannot be separated from me. And whatever you spoke till now, O Agnidev, is completely right. And I accept all that. So, this is Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 26. This is our daily reading. That's why I'm quoting from this section. This is Puranjana's section. And here, this 4th canto, chapter 26, shloka number 17. So here, this Malayadhvaja, neglecting his wife, Vaidarbhi, he goes for hunting. And Prabhupada compares it to a materialistic man, neglecting his intelligence, is hunting for sensual pleasures. And when he comes home, the servants of his wife, they tell him, that your wife is not dressed properly and she is behaving like Kopa Bhavan. Kaikeyi behaved in Kopa Bhavan, something like that. And then there in the purport, Prabhupada mentions, this is Prabhupada's words. We always speak of Lakshmi Devi as being embraced by Lord Narayan. In other words, she must always remain embraced by the husband. Thus, she becomes beloved and well protected. Just as one saves money and saves it under personal supervision, one should protect his wife by personal supervision. Just as intelligence is always in the heart, so a beloved, chaste wife should always have her place on the chest of a good husband. This is the proper relationship between husband and wife. A wife is therefore called Ardhangini. A man cannot live with only one limb, one leg, one hand, or only one side of the body. He must have two sides. Similarly, according to nature, husband and wife should live together. And then Prabhupada in the same purport says, a person who does not have a chaste wife accepted by religious principles always has a bewildered intelligence. So that whole passage, Prabhupada gives that perspective. So here also, Lord Ramchandra, you know, he's glorifying his wife and he says, actually she is non-separable from me. So this is something for those who are grihasthas, that how he loves her and she loves him, but just to take care of what people say, sometimes he has done something which looks very harsh. Lord Shiva, after this Agni Pariksha is done, Lord Shiva comes there and Lord Shiva tells Lord Ramchandra, just see, Dashrath Maharaj has come here. And Dashrath Maharaj is in a plain Ramji, Lakshmanji and Sitaji, they offer their pranams to Dashrath Maharaj. Dashrath Maharaj says, I am in heaven after disappearing from the world. But even though I have so many facilities in heaven, even though I am so much respected by the Devatas, my heart is in terrible agony after what happened to you. I still remember how Kaikeyi behaved with you, and I have not got any peace in my heart, even in the heavens. So, please remember that I love you a lot, and I want to embrace you. And Dashrath Maharaj embraces Ram and Lakshman, and he says, how fortunate is Kaushalya that after some time you will return, 14 years are over, you got your wife back, and Kaushalya will see you. How fortunate are the residents of Ayodhya that they will get to see you moving around in Ayodhya. And I should also tell you, Bharat is a gentleman, and please don't become angry on Bharat. And I really love you just for carrying out my words. Prana jaya par vachana jaya. You came to the forest and lived with Lakshman and Sita. And I have a request from you. Now that everything is done, please go back again to Ayodhya. So his original desire since long time had been that Ayodhya should be ruled by Ram. And because of certain situations, it did not happen. So that's what is playing on his mind. So the ek hi meri ichha hai aapse abhi. Aapne sab kuch kar diya. Aap vaapis jaldi se jaldi chale jaiye aur Ayodhya ke raja baniye. And Ram, because a father is always giving blessings, Ram says, I also want one blessing from you. What is your blessing? So please note this. This is the first time Ram is asking something. He says, you must be angry on Kaikeyi and Bharat. Please forgive them. And Dashrath Maharaj says, okay, tathastu. And then he tells Lakshman, you have pleased me by serving Ram and Sita for 14 years. Please continue to do that. Just see how the Devatas are also glorifying Ram. So please don't think Ram is an ordinary person. Please, by serving Ram, all your dharma will be taken care of. And then he addresses Sita Devi, Putravadhu. She says, whatever happened just now, all that Agni Pariksha and all, please don't take it seriously. I know Ram. Ram actually loves you a lot. And it is just for proving your purity to the whole world, he did that. Please don't take it seriously. And I don't need to tell you about your duties, but maybe I should tell you that Lord Ram is your deity. Please worship Lord Ramchandra as your deity. And saying this, Dashrath Maharaj goes back in his Viman. Lord Ramchandra again is there. Indra is still there. And Indra says, because we have come, we are demigods. Our habit is we want to give some Vardhan. So, can I give you some Vardhan? Please ask something. And Lord Ramchandra, it is this time he says, all these Vanaras, all these Langurs and all these bears who fought for me, they were very sincere. Please rejuvenate them. And as we discussed, wound-free, disease-free and full strength. And Indra says, yes. And Lord Ramchandra also adds to that, wherever these Vanaras stay in the future, let the trees be full of fruits. Let the trees be full of flowers. And let the rivers be full of water which is pure and tasty. And Indra says, actually this is a lot. Whatever you ask from me. But I cannot go back on my words. And I give you. And it is mentioned as if all those Vanaras were put to sleep. And how a person wakes up from sleep. When we get exhausted and when we sleep and when we get up, if that sleep is good sleep, we forget whatever happened. And we are also very energized. We are also very fresh. So exactly that's what happened with the Vanaras. The Vanaras got up. They were very happy. They started dancing. They started jumping. And they started meeting all their family members with extreme happiness. And in this way, the Devatas also requested Lord Ramchandra, now we request you, please go back to Ayodhya. Hamara kaam pura ho gaya. They had requested Lord Vishnu to come here to kill Ravan. So, hamara kaam pura ho gaya, abhi aap ja sakte hai. And Lord Ramchandra, he tells the Vanaras, it is night time now. Now please take rest. We'll see tomorrow. So next day morning, Vibhishan comes there with very costly clothes. Till now, Ram had been wearing that bark and one by one events have happened. Vibhishan comes and says, I have got the best clothes for you, ornaments for you, scented powder for you, garlands are for you. Please get ready. Please take a bath and get ready. And what does Lord Ramchandra say? Lord Ramchandra is an ideal son. So now that his father has instructed him, go back to Ayodhya ASAP. Lord Ramchandra says, I cannot take a bath. You tell Sugriva to take a bath. You tell all the Vanaras to take a bath. I cannot take a bath. You know why?
Now there is only one thing in my mind. I have to return to Ayodhya at the first moment possible. I don't have time to even take a bath. And then he says, kindly do something by which I can get back to Ayodhya. And Vibhishan understands how Lord Ramchandra is Maryada Purushottam. So as soon as father instructs him something, when the father instructed him to go away from the palace, he went away from the palace. उनको बोला अयोध्या छोड़ के चले जाइए, अयोध्या छोड़ के चले गए. अभी पिताजी, वही पिताजी बोले अयोध्या के लिए जाइए. नाउ ही डज नॉट हैव टाइम टू टेक ए बाथ. हाउ अमेजिंग इज लॉर्ड रामचंद्र. सो ही सेज, विभीषण सेज, डोंट वरी, आई हैव केप्ट द पुष्पक विमान रेडी फॉर यू. आई न्यू देर वुड बी सम सर्विस फॉर यू एंड दिस पुष्पक विमान कैन टेक यू बैक एज सून एज पॉसिबल. आई हैव वन रिक्वेस्ट फ्रॉम यू, बिकॉज यू गेव मी दिस किंगडम. Can I treat you like a king for one day? Mera atithya aap swikar kijiye ek din ke liye. And after that, you can go back. So Lord Ramchandra, Maryada Purushottam. So he's an ideal son, but he's also an ideal brother. He's also an ideal friend. He's also an ideal husband. Everything ideal. So now, there is no conflict. So he's saying, aap jaiye, lekin ek din ruk jaiye. Again, we don't know when we'll meet. So he says, okay, I'll stay here. And Vibhishan takes care of Vibhishan, serves him nicely, and he says that, please, can you, so he stays there, and then Vibhishan immediately orders the Pushpak Viman the next day, and then Lord Ramchandra sits on that Pushpak Viman. Says, do you have any orders for me? He says, I, Lakshman and Sita are living for Ayodhya, but all these Vanaras, they helped you. They helped you get this kingdom. Please honor them nicely. प्लीज गिव गिफ्ट टू देम नाइसली. और इतना सब करके उनको अच्छे से ऑनर करके फिर उनको वापस भेज दीजिए. एंड देन दीज थ्री सिट ऑन द पुष्पक विमान एंड लॉर्ड रामचंद्र सेज टू द वानरस, आफ्टर आई लीव आई एम गोइंग टू माई होम, यू गो टू योर होम एंड इट इज विभीषण. आफ्टर दैट नाउ यू कंटिन्यू रूलिंग लंका. नाउ वॉट हैपन्स, ऑल द वानरस दे हैव लॉट ऑफ लव फॉर लॉर्ड रामचंद्र. सो सुग्रीव एंड द वानरस दे से, यू आर गोइंग टू अयोध्या, देयर विल बी कोरोनेशन देयर. We also want to come and participate in that coronation. And then Vanaras are saying, and Sugriva is saying, so Vibhishan says, well, you know, I am not so happy to rule this world here, this Lanka, and to karenge, but I also want to be part of that coronation. So suddenly, these three people were going on Pushpak Viman. Now all the Vanaras want to go, Sugriva wants to go, Vibhishan wants to go, all the Rakshasas want to go. And what is Lord Ramchandra's response? Lord Ramchandra says, yes, all of us will go. And the Pushpak Viman comes, it's made up of gold, the sitting place is that of emerald, it's shining like silver. There are secret places where people can stay inside. It's a huge place. It's tall like a mountain. Speed of mind. And there are small bells all over the Pushpak Viman which make very beautiful sound. And as everyone sits on that Pushpak Viman, they leave and now everyone is anticipating. Abhi kya hoga, dekhte hain karke. So now Lord Ramchandra is pointing out to all the different places that are visible as the Pushpak Viman rises. And Lord Ramchandra is telling Sita Devi, just see how beautiful this Lanka looks. Now usually we get conditioned by our emotions and some city which gave a lot of trouble to you, to your heart, may not be accepted by you as a beautiful city. But Lord Ramchandra says, it's Trikut Parvat, just see Sita how it looks beautiful. And then he says, just see this battleground which is wet with the blood of all the Vanaras, how it is looking where I fought with all the Daityas. And now there is a very beautiful shloka, which will help us understand Lord Ramchandra's mood. He says, Atra dattavaraha shete pramathi rakshaseshwaraha tava hetor vishalakshi ravano nihatomaya. He says, tava hetor vishalakshi. So sometime back during Agni Pariksha, he said, I didn't do it for you. I do it for my vansh, Ikshvaku vansh. And now he's saying, tava hetor vishalakshi ravano hatomaya. He's changing his words. Why? Because as he's mentioned that time, that was not his personal emotions. That was basically he was trying to prove the chastity of his dear wife. So he says, for you, I killed Ravan. I killed Kumbhakarna here. Prahasta was killed here. And Dhumraksha was killed by Hanuman there. In this way, again, he says, when that Setu comes, then Lord Ramchandra says, oh Vishalakshi, this Setu was built by Neela. By my order, only for you. He says, Tava Hetor Vishalakshi. Again he says, Tava Hetor. So two times in this chapter, Lord Ramchandra mentions, I did this for you. And then they fly over Kishkinda. And then Lord Ramchandra is saying, this is where I killed Vali. And this is Rishyamukh Parvat. And Sita Devi says, just like I suffered in separation from you, it takes one to know one. So she says, the female Vanaras also must be in separation from all the male Vanaras. So I have a request. We should take all of them. So now Lord Ramchandra, his father instructed him to go as soon as possible. And then Vibhishan told him, thoda ek dost ka dharm nibhaiye, to abhi pati ka dharm bhi nibhana hai. So this is Maryada Purushottam. So he says, yes, we'll stop here. So the Viman lands there. And the Tikakars, it's not mentioned in Valmiki Ramayana, but Tikakars mentioned that one day they stayed there. And then the news went through Tara to all the female monkeys that they should come. They got dressed up very nicely. They boarded the Viman. And it is mentioned the Viman expanded. Nobody could feel the difficulty of somebody else. Although it's just increasing more and more. So in this way, then the Viman again takes off the next day. It takes off and then he says, see, here is that huge tree where Jatayu would sit. They are going above Dandakaranya, Godavari. This is the place where I killed Kharan Dushan. Oh, this is the Godavari river. Then they go and say, oh, just see, this is where you met Anusuya Devi, Chitrakut. This is the Yamuna river. This is the Ganga river. Now they have come to Prayag. So at Prayag, they meet Bharadwaja Rishi. And before the plane descends to meet Bharadwaja Rishi, Lord Ramchandra tells Hanumanji, you go ahead and you meet Guha. Guha, you tell him that very soon I am coming. And Guha will tell you where Bharat Maharaj stays. And you go and meet Bharat Maharaj and tell him that I am coming. But when you tell him that, please observe his face very nicely. It is quite possible that anybody in this world, when he gets a kingdom, just as it is from his father, and there is so much wealth, there are so many elephants and there are so many horses, it's very normal that a person would get tempted. And also, he mentions that he also has association of Kaikeyi Devi. So it's very interesting that just now he begged only one request from Dashrath Maharaj, please forgive Kaikeyi. So we feel maybe he's in ignorance or something. But here he says, aisa hota hai kabhi kabhi, sangh mein ichhaen badal jati hai. So when he came to meet me in Chitrakut and pull me back to Ayodhya, he was pure. But last 14 years, he has association of Kaikeyi. So please observe him nicely. And if you see there is any change, then tell me and we will not go there. Let him enjoy the whole world, ruling from Ayodhya. And sending Hanumanji in that direction, the whole plane descends at Bharadwaj Muni's ashram. And Bharadwaj Muni is also very happy. Bharadwaj Muni also says, I have only one request from you. Please stay here for one day. I want to honor you. And Lord Ramchandra says, Tathastu. It's very interesting. So he also wants to honor Lord Ramchandra. And then he says, I want to give you some boon. What boon should I give you? And Lord Ramchandra says, I want only one boon. What could be that boon? He says, wherever these Vanaras are there, from Bharadwaj Muni's ashram at Prayag to Ayodhya, I'm going. From here to there, the route, you fill up that route with only fruit trees. And the fruit should be so sweet that honey should drip from those trees. And there should be rivers full of water. And let these Vanaras enjoy. And Bharadwaj Rishi says, Tathastu. And it is mentioned, three yojanas, which roughly equal to 25 kilometers. So 25 kilometers on both sides of the road from Prayag to Ayodhya, as soon as Bharadwaj Rishi said that, it was full of trees, full of fruits and all that. And because Bharadwaj Rishi wanted to honor Lord Ramchandra, the Vanaras, what did they do? They also were honored. Yes. So it's very interesting. All these great personalities came to Lord Ramchandra in this period when he is happy. And all that he asked was out of gratitude for all the servants who did their seva for him. So 1972, Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, Srila Prabhupada is speaking and saying, actually he has a choked throat. He says, I'm so grateful to all of you American young boys and girls. I came alone here, nobody helped me. And we know the story how even spiritually nobody helped him in India, the upper caste, whatever. So we want to cut the story short. But he's saying, so indebted to you. And at one point of time, it is his Vyas Puja and everyone is glorifying him. But he glorifies his disciples and says,
actually my Guru Maharaj sent you to me, and I'm really, without you I could not have done anything. You are all the representatives of my Guru Maharaj. And he stops speaking. His throat gets choked up. So it's very interesting how Lord Ramchandra, again, you know, vanaro ko de do, vanaro ko de do, vanaro ko de do, kai kai ko maaf kar do, Bharat ko maaf kar do. Not one thing he asked for himself. And similarly, Prabhupada also is saying, you are the representatives of my Guru Maharaj. It's very heart touching. And there, Hanumanji meets Guha. He tells him, tomorrow Lord Ramchandra is going to come here. And just telling him the news, gets directions of Nandigram, where Bharat Maharaj is staying, and goes to Nandigram. This is the time when it is mentioned, Hanuman has taken a human form. And at Nandigram, when Hanumanji comes, from a distance he can see Bharat Maharaj with a whole jata. And he goes to Bharat Maharaj and says, I want to reveal you a news. And Bharat Maharaj does not know who is Hanuman. He says, well, the story is ended. 14 years are over. Your brother is back here. And tomorrow you are going to get darshan of your brother. And Bharat Maharaj says, who are you? Are you a demigod? Or who are you? Who is giving me this good news? I don't know what to do. I don't know what gift to give you. And he's overwhelmed. And he says, but I am not satisfied. He gives him, you know, he gives him some one lakh cows and 100 villages and 16 young girls in marriage. But this to Hanuman. So Hanuman just hears this and he says, okay, that's okay, but we'll go ahead. And then he says, please tell me the whole story. And then Hanuman says, well, till Chitrakut you know the whole story. From Chitrakut you went back, then they met Virad, then they met Sharbanga Rishi, this, that. Then he tells the whole story how Ravan kidnapped and this and that. So we are cutting that whole story short. And then he says, now he is going to come. Okay, so what should we do? And our Bharat Maharaj is so happy. Bharat Maharaj gives a summon to all the Nagarvasis in Ayodhya. All the mantris, all the advisors, all the ministers, tell them to come to Nandigram. Because tomorrow Lord Ramchandra is going to come here. So the whole city is decorated. And there are these patakas all over. And the brahmanas are there. And the rich vaishyas are there. And the kshatriyas are there. And almost the whole city leaves Ayodhya. They decorate Ayodhya. And the next day in the morning, they come to Nandigram. That day, Bharat Maharaj has taken the paduka, put it on his head. And the whole city behind him. And the mothers of Lord Ramchandra, they are there. And everyone is there. And with the paduka on his head, he's waiting for Lord Ramchandra to come. And nothing happens. So at one point of time, Lord Bharat Maharaj, he tells Hanumanji, Hanumanji, I know, monkeys are quite chanchal. And monkeys sometimes play fun. Is there any chance by which you are also playing fun with me and you just told me all these things? He said, no. And he says, actually, Bharadwaj Rishi, he gave that benediction of fruits and flowers and all that. Do you hear something? So, kolahal sunai deta. There's all these monkeys are enjoying the fruits and there's so much sound. How many monkeys were there? You write one, the digit one. And then you write 70, 70 zeros ahead of them. Those many monkeys were there in that war. So all those monkeys are having fun in the 25 plus 25, 50 kilometers of only enjoyment. I said, can you hear that? So it seems they have come till Gomati River. And then he says, oh, just see in the sky, do you see that Pushpak Viman? Yes, it is Pushpak Viman. Pushpak Viman comes there. Ram, Sita, Lakshman, all, everyone is there. And from a distance only, Bharat Maharaj worships Arghya and Padya, and then the Viman sits, and Lord Ramchandra takes Bharat on the Viman, and goes to the ashram of Bharat Maharaj, and Bharat Maharaj there says, now, a bull carries a load, but a small calf cannot carry that load. So I cannot carry that load. Sometimes a dam is broken by water, and when the dam is broken and the water is flowing, you cannot repair the dam. Similarly, this kingdom is a huge responsibility. And when the kingdom is running, I cannot fix the kingdom. So many flaws, only you can fix it. So this burden of the kingdom, I'm offering it back to you. He takes the paduka from his head and pushes it on the feet of Lord Ramchandra. And what does Lord Ramchandra say? In Chitrakut, he had denied. But here he says, Tathastu. He accepts that. So this long series of Tathastu. That's why we said this is the happy section of Ramayana. And we are discussing this section. And then Bharat Maharaj is so happy hearing Tathasu. He orders all the barbers. The barbers shave him off. And then there is a bath done by Bharat, Lakshman, Sugriva, Vibhishan and everyone. Then he's dressed in very good clothes. There is a chariot that is ordered by Sumantra. And now Lord Ramchandra sits on the chariot. Vibhishan and Sugriva are offering him chamar. Shatrughna has an umbrella behind Lord Ramchandra. And sitting on the chariot, all the Nagarvasis are taking Lord Ramchandra from Nandigram to Ayodhya. And on that way, on that chariot, Lord Ramchandra is telling everyone around how the Vanaras helped him. Lord Ramchandra is telling how Vibhishan helped him. And in this way, condensing it, they reach Ayodhya. In Ayodhya, the proper coronation is ordered. Lord Ramchandra has a personal palace there. He calls Bharat and says, my palace, you give to Sugriva. And Bharat Maharaj takes Sugriva there and says, by the way, I also have another task for you. We have to get water from the four oceans for coronation of Lord Ramchandra. So Sugriva calls Jambavan, Gavaya, Rishabha and Hanuman to get water from the four directions. They not only get water from the four oceans, they get water also from 500 rivers. And all that water is handed over to Vasishtha Rishi. And next day, there is a royal celebration that happens. And in that celebration, they bathe. And then there is a crown that was given by Lord Brahma to Manu. And that crown is first worshipped. And after that whole celebration, that crown, which was also kept on a high seat, is placed on Lord Ramchandra. And he is crowned the king of the whole world by Bharat Maharaj. And we'll just speak in 1 minute. What was the effects of Lord Ramchandra's kingship after he became the king? During that coronation, Lord Ramchandra gave to the Brahmanas 1 lakh horses, 1 lakh cows who gave milk. He gave 100 bulls in charity and 30 crore gold coins. This is all from Valmiki Ramayana. Lord Ramchandra gave to Sugriva a golden necklace. Lord Ramchandra gave to Angad 2 armlets. And then this story comes of that pearl necklace. Vayu gave to Ram and Ram gave to Sita and Sita gave to Hanuman. Now Ram told Lakshman, I am the king but you become the Yuvraj. And Lakshman said no. This is the only place where he says no to Lord Ramchandra. And he says, okay, Bharat will become. And Valmiki Ramayana mentions, 11,000 years Lord Ramchandra ruled. And during this period, he performed Ashwamedha 100 yagyas. And now in today's shloka was the effects of, what was the effect on the world when Lord Ramchandra was ruling? So the glories are, there were no widows when Lord Ramchandra was ruling. There was no fear from serpents and scorpions. There was no fear of any disease. Haribol! There were no thieves, no looters, no cheaters. There was no adharma. Nowhere during Lord Ramchandra's lifetime, the old people performed the antim samskar of somebody who is young. Everyone was religious and dutiful. Everyone kept Ram in the center of their life and that's why they never ever troubled anyone. People would stay alive for thousands of years and people would give birth to thousands of sons. Trees would have strong roots. Rain would be as per only need. Wind would flow only sweetly, never hurricane. And everyone would perform duties as per their own position in the Varnashram system. And then Valmiki Rishi ends, this is the 128th, the last chapter of Yuddhakanda. He says, anybody who hears this narration of Ramayana, if he wants wealth, he'll get wealth. If he's a king and he wants victory, he'll get victory. If he wants son, he will get a son. You will cross over the greatest obstacles in your own life if you read this Ramayana. The devatas will be happy just by you hearing this Ramayana. All the evil grahas will become shanta if you read the Ramayana. The pitris become happy with you if you read the Ramayana. And everyone and anyone should hear these glories of Lord Ramchandra. Age, health, success and brotherly love increases by this. So all gentlemen who are interested in their own benefit should read this Ramayana and should read this wonderful story of Lord Ramchandra. So, with this way, we pray to Lord Ramchandra. We may also develop this gratitude towards anybody and anybody who is serving our Acharya, who is serving our Guru Parampara. All the devotees, any Vaishnava, Chota Bada Sab Vaishnava, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Bandhu Sabara Charan. I don't differentiate between who is big Vaishnava and small Vaishnava. So even if we develop that gratitude, there is no small Vaishnava actually. Vaishnavas are Vaishnavas. They are dear to Lord Ramchandra. So in all pray to Lord Ramchandra. You have so much gratitude for your Vanaras. And how you balance your duties towards your father with duties to your wife, duties to your friend, duties towards your servants. So we also can become expert in handling all our relationships with our seniors, with our equals, with our juniors. And in this way, we'll pray to Shri Radha Gopinath and Shri Sita Ramchandra, Lakshman and Hanuman on this wonderful day of Ram Navami. Please bless us, and we may also become, we may not become great warriors, but let us have that service attitude that Vanaras had. Sometimes they threw stones, whatever they had. So whatever we have, we may not be singers, we may not be speakers, we may not be good at any skill, but let us become sincere devotees of Lord Krishna. We become sincere devotees in the parampara that Srila Prabhupada has kindly accepted us in. So with these few words I stop. If I spoke something that is not really agreeable or not beyond my realization, please forgive me. I'm just reading from Valmiki Ramayana, and certain thoughts that came to me, I presented them in front of you. Thank you so much to all you devotees for being present here and giving me some inspiration to speak. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Valmiki Rishi ki jai. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai. Jai Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. Anant Koti Vaishnav Vrind ki jai. Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Deva ki. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurava Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srinivasade Pura Bhakta Vrinda
Thank you.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Thank you.
Hare Hare.